أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو القادر على أن يبعث عليكم عذابا من فوقكم أو من تحت أرجلكم أو يلبسكم شيعا ويذيق بعضكم بعض بعض انظر كيف نصرف الآيات لعلهم يفقهون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 65 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about when a person is in difficulty, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from that difficulty. And that shows Allah ta'ala's qudrat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power. Here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his qudrat and his power in a different way, and that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give azab upon a person or a community. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qul, say O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Huwa al-Qadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone in his power, ala an yab'atha alaykum azaban min fawqikum أو من تحت أرجلكم, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down upon you, O mankind, an azab, من فوقكم, from above you, أو من تحت أرجلكم, or from beneath your feet, beneath your legs. Now when we look at this ayat in view of Allah's azab upon the people of the past, then we would know that from above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, for example, upon the Qawm Lut, the people of Lut alayhi salatu was salam, the rains of stone. Then we found just before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abraha that tried to destroy the house of Allah ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala sent that ababil and little stones, pebbles the size of lentils. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Then we find that from beneath one's feet, in other words, from beneath a person's self, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, for example, Qarun that was sunk into this earth, that azab had come from below him. Above and below, we find the people of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, that when the floods had come, then from above and from below, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the azab, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed those nations. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that this azab of Allah ta'ala from above, from below, actually ulama have written that from all sides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send the azab, but more especially from above and from below, one understands that there is absolutely no refuge whatsoever. There is no way a person can save oneself from that azab. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has made a tafsir of this ayat and this part of the ayat that probably is very relevant to the times that we are in, just before the local elections that take place. He says that the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from above can also mean the government that rules a nation, rules a people. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama takunun kadhalika yu'ammaru alaykum, aw kama qal. The hadith in its essence, as far as the chain of narrators are concerned, ulama have spoken about it, but in its essence, in its meaning, it is 100% according to Quran and Hadith, that the way you are, that is how a government will be placed upon you. And this is a very important aspect, that it is about our a'mal, that sometimes the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come from above. Then we find a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, the gist of the hadith is that I am Allah, there is no one worthy of worship besides me, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people are obedient to me, then I put rahma, I put raham, I put mercy in the hearts of the kings. Allah is the King of kings. Allah is all sovereign. And the hand and the kings, the hearts of the kings are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I place mercy into their hearts, and the result of that is that they will rule upon you with mercy. But however, if you become sinful, disobedient to me, then I will make their hearts hard, and the result of it is that they will oppress and they will make zulm upon you. So that is one example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab from above. The adab from below, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that when a person becomes disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes that person's subordinates disobedient to him. The people that work for us, our children, and all of those that are under our care, our supervision, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them also disobedient. Then we find one hadith also to that effect, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show good to a ruler, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints around him ministers that will be of assistance to him. If he forgets, they will remind. In other words, if he forgets any aspect of obedience to Allah Ta'ala, they will remind. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires not to do good for any individual, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint such assistance that will make it very difficult. Some of the ulama of the past used to say that we used to feel this kind of sins that we used to commit from the very nature of those around us. Leave those around us, even our horses and our donkeys, that when we used to commit sin, they used to become disobedient to us. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that that can also be an adab from below us. So here is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all power in His hands, and hence the thing to do for us right now at this particular time: turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Let us look into our a'mal, let us try and reform ourselves, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change halat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change conditions. Inshallah, we'll continue with the ayah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.